Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Elbit Vision Systems' third quarter 2015 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact EVS's Investor Relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.evs.co.il. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Kenny Green of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Green, please begin.
Thank you, operator. I'd like to welcome all of you to EVS's third quarter 2015 conference call. I'd like to welcome all of you to this conference call, and I'd like to thank EVS's management for hosting this call. Before we start, I'd like to point out that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions, and EVS cannot guarantee that they will in fact occur. EVS does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, reduced demands, and the competitive nature of EVS's industry, as well as other risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the Securities and Exchange Commission. With us on the call today are Mr. Sam Cohen, CEO, and Mr. Yaron Menashe, CFO. Sam will introduce EVS and discuss some of the key highlights of the third quarter, while Yaron will summarize some of the financial highlights of the quarter. After this, we will open the call for the question-and-answer session. Now, I'd like to hand over the call to Mr. Sam Cohen, EVS's CEO. Sam, please go ahead.
Thank you, Ken. I would like to welcome all of you to our conference call. Thank you for your interest in our company. Today, we demonstrated excellent results with exceptional growth in year-over-year revenue, gross profit, operating profit, and net income. This strong revenue growth is an indication of a long-term trend toward automated vision inspection in the textile industry, a trend which we believe will continue for many years to come. Rising production costs and ever-increasing quality criteria are forcing the textile industry to join many other industries in moving completely away from manual inspection to automated camera-based inspection. There are several factors working within the textile industry, forcing a paradigm shift in global production. Though these factors affect geographical markets in different ways, the results all point to automation being the only true solution. In China, for example, rising wages for factory workers continue to push production costs up with no end in sight. In Europe and in the U.S., ever-increasing benefit costs for workers have forced companies to do more with less people. Though the effect is different, the answer is the same: workforce reduction through automation. How does this impact EVS? Manual inspection by human is the most expensive, non-value-added, slowest process in textile. EVS can eliminate this step by performing automated vision inspection during the production process and at virtually any speed necessary. Next, as consumers demand better goods at lower prices, quality requirements continue to become more rigid. In most cases today, the best human inspectors cannot meet the necessary quality standard for automotive, composites, or apparel goods. Our solutions have multiple camera views at multiple angles using multiple lighting setups, which make them more accurate and reliable than the human inspector. Today, this trend is being driven more and more by brand-name retailers, which are demanding that automated inspection be used by producers to eliminate effective products from reaching the markets. EVS core products have been pioneering this process for over two decades. Also driving the push toward this technology is the continuous downward trend in cost of automated vision. Over the past decade, our automatic inspection solution have seen a dramatic price reduction while holding steady margins. Finally, raw material cost is the major cost factor for a typical textile manufacturing plant, being able to maximize their utilization by minimizing defects, chemical add-on, and wasted efficiency. Using our new IBAR solution is increasingly being recognized as an essential part of manufacturer survival. IBAR is a proven to be an extremely effective tool for 100% monitoring of the most critical process. We certainly see this product covering the large majority of weaving looms and knit machines in the coming years. By expanding our total available market from roughly 10,000 finishing lines to over 1 million fabric formation machines, IBAR has a growth potential like no other. Sales of our innovative product, driven by the industry trend I discussed, have been driving growth in our business throughout 2015. And we only expect the increasing trend of vision inspection to accelerate over the coming years. We will be exhibiting at our industry largest machinery show being hosted by the International Textile Machinery Association in Milan this November. Historically, we have received potential leads at this exhibition more than any other marketing event. In summary, our business is performing exceptionally well. We remain in the strongest position in our core business that we have been in a very long time. And we expect this trend to continue well into the future. On top of that, we now have the jump in growth from IBAR to look forward to. Looking ahead, we are on track to achieve our goals for 2015. We expect revenue in the $9 to $10 million range with around $2.3 million in net profit. And with that, I would like to hand over to Yaron Menashe, our CFO. Yaron, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Sam. Today, we announced solid financial results, demonstrating a very high level of year-over-year growth in revenue, strong improvement in gross and operating margin, substantial growth in net income, and positive operating cash flow. Revenue for the third quarter of 2015 were $2.9 million, representing a significant year-over-year growth of 66%. Third quarter gross profit was $1.75 million. This represents a gross margin of 60.3% compared with $956,000, or a gross margin of 54.7% in the third quarter of last year. Operating income in the third quarter of 2015 was $215,000, or operating margin of 31.5% versus $265,000, or operating margin of 50.1% in the third quarter of last year. Net income for the third quarter of 2015 was $929,000, representing a net margin of 31.9% compared with a net income of $310,000 or net margin of 70.7% in the third quarter of last year. Cash and cash equivalent and short-term deposit as of the September 13, 2015, were $2 million compared with $472,000 on September last year. As of September 13, our shareholder equity stood at $2.2 million, up from a deficit of $234,000 at the end of September last year. And with that, we would be happy to take your question. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in order they are received. Please send by a report for your questions. The first question is from Shuki Hazan of Hazan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, Shmuley, Kayaron. Congrats on the very nice quarter. I would like to ask few questions. First of all, as you know, Israeli investors cannot buy the stock because of regulations of local brokers. And what do you think about the opposite split? The second question is about 2016. How do you see this year progressing? And especially about the IBAR, because I didn't notice about new things lately about the IBAR, especially in other regions than China, and I would like to get news about that. This is for the start.
Thank you, Shuki. First of all, regarding the limitation of buying EVS stock in Israel, first of all, it's only in Israel. We need to highlight this. The only problem exists in Israel, and it's because of Oppenheimer regulation or something like that. We are thinking about possible solutions, and I am pretty sure that we will solve this problem for the Israeli investors.
Someone?
It depends what it's soon, but yes, we are working. This is in our pipeline. We are working on it. We are going to address this issue.
Okay.
Regarding the IBAR, obviously you've seen a few press releases regarding the IBAR. I'm very happy that you get used to it. But we are expecting to see more results coming from the IBAR in the next few months. It is our assumption that because of this upcoming show, it looks like many customers, I don't want to say put this project on hold, but they wanted to wait to see what's new in this exhibition. Maybe there's something else. So they didn't want to make this decision before the show. So I'm expecting to see some movement toward the IBAR after the exhibition.
Okay, and generally about the other products as well, you see that the customers are waiting a bit. If we are talking about 2016, for example, they want to see what will happen in Milano and then make decisions?
You know, it happens mainly with American and European. They want to see what's going on there, but we don't see this affecting, at this point, we don't see this affecting the opposite. I think that this exhibition will be very promising. It looks like it's going to be a very nice show for us.
I understand. And I want to ask about the outlook for the near term. Last conference call, you talked about around 10 million. Now you're talking about 9 to 10 million. Is there any shifting or delays or something that one or few customers decided to do that changed this outlook?
Well, it's very simple. If you notice in one of our latest press releases, we announced a $1 million order from
China.
A big home textile manufacturers in China. And this $1 million was basically 50% is EVS and 50% was subcontractor. So after research and checked with our auditors, we and according to the U.S. GAAP, we need to recognize only our portion of the deal. So there's going to be about $600,000, $540,000. Which we will not recognize like we thought. It's going to affect only the revenue. It's not going to affect our profits.
Okay. Okay, so generally you are very optimistic for the future and next year as well. If I, no?
Yes, Shuki, you know, we, I think you know us for 3 or 4 years now. You know that we are looking long term. And if I'm looking long term, I have no concern whatsoever about our vision. It is clear that this is going to happen, as I mentioned in that in this conference earlier. I strongly believe in all the factors that are working in the industry we are in. It's the only industry, textile industry is the only industry in the world that doesn't use machine visions or inspection machines, monitoring systems, they're using people. And obviously in 2015 and in 2016-17, it ain't gonna get better. People don't want to do it. People cannot do it. And that industry will have to recognize it.
I understand. And if you are talking about competitors, you think that your products are quite good compared to them?
First of all, the question is if we have competitors, but we do. We are, as I mentioned before, also, I have no doubt that we will start to see competitors in the future. I don't know if it's going to be next year or this year. It's hard to say. We're always seeing here and there, but you know, EVS sold about 1,000 machines to the textile industry. You will not find any machine vision company that even gets closer to tens of systems. So we have huge advantage. We understand this industry very well. We understand the needs. We understand their needs. And I believe that our solutions and product will be well accepted by this industry.
Okay. Lots of good luck.
Thank you.
The next question from Michael Bresnik of Oppenheimer. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a great quarter. I actually have been involved with the stock since the IPO, and the good old Leo days, but I just want you to know that we here in the States at Oppenheimer also are not able to buy the stock because it's not listed on the major NASDAQ. And just to let you know that that would help a lot of us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't know. I did some tests with my E-Trade account, and I didn't see any limitation. Of course, I didn't really buy or sell, but I just wanted to see if everything go through. But okay, we will check it. As I said, we are going to address this issue very soon.
Yeah, it's specifically at Oppenheimer. I'm sure at E-Trade or whatever you can, but at the major firms and especially Oppenheimer. The only way we could buy it is someone comes to us and says, hey, I want to buy it, but we can't tell anybody about it. So thanks again.
Okay. All right. I know that we heard that people did it with Citi. With Oppenheimer, you're right. There is some issues with Oppenheimer. And Oppenheimer is the major trader in Israel. So... We will, as I said, we are working on it. We will find a solution for that.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The next question from Al Shams. Please go ahead.
Shalom. Good morning. If you would, Sam, just speak a little bit about the size of the potential market. What is a realistic market that we could think in terms of 2 or 3 years from now? And then secondly, you made a casual reference to competition. What is our real competition? Do you see competition emerging? Would it make sense for someone who wanted to get into this space, maybe just to buy us out? Would that be a cheaper way for them to go? So if you would just address those few bigger issues.
Thank you, Al. As far as the size of the market, we know of about 10,000 finishing lines, which to these machines, to these production lines, we sell our legacy product or our traditional products. Our product, we sell it around average about $100,000. So the size of the market for our traditional product is $100,000. And if I want to be realistic, let's say we can say even, you know, $70,000 times 10,000. So this is the size of the market for our traditional business, and it's great. I mean, I feel this is a very strong market for a company like EVS, and this is only the traditional. When we go into the IBAR, there are about 800,000 weaving machines and a few hundred thousand knitted machines in the world. So, and we expect to sell, when we're going to go to the mass production and mass market, we expect that this product will be at the range of $10,000, something like that. So obviously there you can see that we are talking about billions of dollars size of markets. This is the size of the market. Now, obviously we are not, I don't know if, well, if you look 10 years ahead, I believe that all these markets will be equipped with machine vision or monitoring systems.
Okay.
Obviously, we are now attacking the high-end market, which we believe is about 20% of that market, because our prices are higher than what I mentioned. We are not selling systems for $70,000. We're selling them for $100,000, $150,000 a piece. Regarding competition, I definitely believe that when EVS is going to have more revenue growth, companies like Cognex and IsraVision, machine vision companies in the world, will start to look into this. I know that Cognex tried this before, IsraVision tried this before, Ustel tried this before. There are a few companies in the that are dealing with either inspection or textile quality machinery are looking for to find a solution like EVS. Some of them tried, invested millions of dollars and unsuccessful. And you know, timing is everything. So they tried in late 90s, at the beginning of 2000, when the market was in Asia, where labor was very cheap. And it was not a good timing to go into the textile industry. And I can tell you that at that time, I don't know if EVS was supposed to stay in the textile, but the management at that time decided that this is our market. I believe that eventually we will start to see competition for big companies. And maybe, like you said, they will definitely try to buy us out if it will make sense to them. I don't know if we will be for sale, or I don't know if they will have the right amount to do that, but we'll see.
Okay, and one last follow-up question. Do you think there are substantial barriers to entry for someone wanting to get into the business?
Absolutely. There is 25 years of experience of EVS customizing and making this product for the textile industry. You know, you can find many, many companies doing surface inspection. When you look at EVS, EVS is doing surface inspection. We are not doing textile inspection. We are doing surface inspection. We can inspect film. We can inspect all kind of coated material, glass, non-woven, and we can also inspect fabric, weaving or knitted material.
These devices would have application for other materials.
These devices will inspect all kinds of surface, you know, two-dimensional material that is being continuously produced. However, a company that can inspect film cannot inspect textile. A company that can inspect textile can inspect film. And about 20% of our business is non-textile. This is the ratio. So we know we have a huge advantage in textile. If you go to a company like Cognex, you will find in their website all the applications and all the industries you can think of. Obviously, you will not see textile because they don't know how to do textile.
Okay.
So they're going to have to learn it. If you ask me today, I believe this is probably $25, $30 million to go in.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Cohen to go ahead with his concluding statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on Elbit Vision Systems' website, www.evs.co.il. Mr. Cohen, I see that there is another question. Would you like to take it?
Oh. Yes.
The next question is from David Goboa. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations. Can I speak Hebrew?
No, unfortunately, I don't think you can speak Hebrew.
I just want to know what is the carried forward losses that you have for tax purpose?
We have about $42 million accumulated losses for taxes purposes.
Okay, and did you start to think about realize some of them in for in your book?
Not yet.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There are no further questions at this time. Mr. Cohen, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. First of all, I would like to mention that beginning of December, I will be in LD Micro in Los Angeles, and anyone who would like to meet with me obviously can schedule this with our IR company. And on behalf of the management of EVS, I would like to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. This concludes the Elbit Vision Systems third quarter 2015 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.